Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Will. And Katrina, what do you have for us?
Yep. So also in the news this week, 16-month-old babies can use limited evidence to decide if they've been given a faulty toy or are just using the toy incorrectly, according to a study published this week in the journal Science. So in order to achieve our goals, we need to learn to make this important distinction between faults with ourselves and faults with our environment. For example, if a light switch doesn't work, is it because we pressed the wrong button or is it because the bulb is broken? So scientists from Massachusetts Institute of Technology designed some clever experiments where infants watched an adult pressing a button on a green toy to produce a sound. The baby was handed either the green toy or an otherwise identical yellow toy, neither of which worked when the baby pressed the button. The infant had to make a decision. Were they making a mistake, for example, not pressing the toy hard enough, or was the toy itself broken? When they were presented with the green toy, which they'd previously seen working well, babies tended to hand the toy to their parents once they'd failed, possibly deciding that the fault was with themselves and their parents would be more successful. But when they were given the yellow toy, babies were more likely to discard the toy and reach for another, a red one placed nearby. As the babies had no evidence that yellow toys worked at all, they were more likely to believe that the fault was with the object and have another go with a different toy. But researchers wanted to rule out alternative explanations. Could the babies be given the experimenter's toy be less likely to want a new toy? Or were they handing toys over because they thought their parents might be able to fix the toy rather than show them how to use it? So experimenters showed the babies the green toy again, but this time the babies watched as the same experiment sometimes succeeded and sometimes failed with the toy, suggesting the fault was with the toy itself. Babies picked up on this and were more likely to give up on the familiar green toy and reach for the new red one. Next, babies watched two different adults, one who consistently failed to produce the noise when they pressed the green toy, and one who always succeeded. After this, babies tended to hand the toy over to their parents, suggesting that babies were more aware that there was a knack to it and they hadn't mastered. These fascinating results show that from a very early age, babies can make evidence-based decisions about which response to failure, seeking help or exploring alone, will be most likely to lead to future success. They understand the important distinction between faults with themselves or the world around them.
Is there a bit of a risk with this sort of experiment, similar to that we see with when doing animal behaviour experiments, that we're actually imposing our own judgment on what they're doing? And it's very, very hard to say exactly why a baby does something, just like it would be hard to say why a bird does something or why a monkey does something.
There certainly is that risk, yes. And all you can really tell from this study is that there was definitely a significant difference in the decisions that the babies made according to how the experimenters reacted and what toys they were given.
It'd be very interesting. And I'm sure there are lots of new parents around who would love to know exactly what their babies are thinking. Thank you very much, Katrina.